Hare Krishna. Parang Dhamma means that he is the supreme rest or abode of everything. Let's go back to the paragraph. After hearing Bhagavad Gita from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Arjuna accepted Krishna as Parang Brahma, the Supreme Brahman. Every living being is Brahman, but the Supreme Living Being, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the Supreme Brahman. Parang Dhamma means that he is the supreme rest or abode of everything. Pavitra means that he is pure, untainted by material contamination. Question: does Krishna still remain pure when he kills somebody? Does Krishna remain pure when he dances with others' wives? Big point. Big point, because for some people that's like a, they can't accept it. That's why Rasa Leela and that has to be spoken to the proper audience. Because some people, that's a, they, it flips them out. Just like the story of Krishna stealing the clothes is also a problem. So certain pastimes depends on the audience. Then if they're not ready, then what you say is, let's talk about other subject matters, like in the Bhagavad Gita, which are much more common denominator. If they're not ready, then immediately you want to shift down to a lower platform. As you see in Prabhupada's lectures, always he's talking, you're not the body. Very rarely is he talking about high things. So you have to, when you're preaching, you have to know your audience. That's the big thing. Correct. Very good. All right, let's go on. Pavitra means that he's pure, untainted by material contamination. And what, this point, he's untainted. What material example does Prabhupada give? And I've given hundreds of times. The best, yes, the sun. That the sun is so powerful that no matter what it comes, there's no question of the sun becoming contaminated or polluted. Because why? It's too powerful. So that would be, if you wanted to continue, that would be the thing, that Krishna is like the sun. He's so powerful, nothing can contaminate him. But first you have to convince them that Krishna is God. And also, you have to define what is God. Because nowadays, everybody's definition of God is different. Like I even saw some months ago, they're writing books now. What is the new version of God? So it's like the pundits here in the material world, the big thinkers, they're now defining what is God. He can do this, he can do this, but he can't do this. You know, they want to, like, make God politically correct. Okay? But that's not God. That's why in Prabhupada's books, this concept of God is dealt with from every conceivable angle of vision. All right, let's continue. Purusha means that he is the supreme enjoyer. Shashvatam, original. Divyam, transcendental. Krishna Kumar, what English word is similar to divyam, which means the same thing? Anybody? This word divyam, I've said it a billion times, is very similar to an English word which means the same thing. Divine. Who said that? Very good. You are my student. Divine. So that's how I learned the meaning of divyam. I just thought, oh, it's so similar to divine. Transcendental, spiritual, like that. Adi Devam, the supreme personality of Godhead. So Devam means Lord or God, but Adi means the original, the first, the source. Ajam, the unborn. So is it true to say that the Jiva is Ajam? Yes. It's right there in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Ajo nitya shasvata yam purano. So we are unborn, so is God. The soul never had a birth. The soul always existed. That's liberating. You always existed. Not you in the mirror, but you, the soul. And the boom, the greatest. Now, one may think that because Krishna was the friend of Arjuna, Arjuna was telling him all this by way of flattery. But Arjuna, just to drive out this kind of doubt from the minds of the readers of Bhagavad Gita, substantiates these praises in the next verse when he says that Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead not only by himself, but by authorities like Narada, Asita, Devala, and Vyasadeva. These are great personalities who distribute the Vedic knowledge as it is accepted by all acharyas. And for me, what authority would I give? Srila Prabhupada. Yes, because of Prabhupada, I have also come to that stage of accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Through his books, through his movement, through his devotees, and especially Prasad. Prasad convinced me Krishna is God. Because nowhere in New York could I get this prasadam. Only at the temple. Was a big factor. All right, let's continue. Therefore, Arjuna tells Krishna that he accepts whatever he says to be completely perfect. Sarvam etad ritang manye. I accept everything you say to be true. Arjuna also says that the personality of the Lord is very difficult to understand in that he cannot be known even by the great demigods. This means that the Lord cannot even be known by personalities greater than human beings. So how can a human being understand Lord Sri Krishna without becoming his devotee? And this is something I always stress, because you will get the argument from the agnostic. The agnostic is the person who says, I don't believe and I do believe. Prove it. When you prove it to me, then I'll believe. That's better than the atheist who says, nah. The agnostic is one class better. If you can convince me, if you can prove it, then I'll accept. So Prabhupada's classic response is, are you willing to take to the process by which God can be revealed? That's where they don't put their money where their mouth is. In other words, they want to understand God on YouTube or on TV, or they expect God to come to their living room and display himself. They want some mystic vision. Then they'll believe. But God says, no, it's going to be on my terms. And those terms are found in Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada is telling you, first of all, you have to become his devotee. First, you have to be submissive. Then, God reveals himself gradually. So they're not willing to do the process, because the process means I have to give up party. I have to give up eating meat. I have to give up New Year's Eve drinking. I have to give up having sex with every woman I see. They don't want that. They want to eat meat, have sex, get intoxicated, gamble, and God, please come on Super Bowl Sunday and show yourself while I smoke a cigar. Ah, this was the same question Dhritarashtra asked Sanjaya. How come you accept Krishna as God, I don't? And Sanjaya told him, because you don't associate with saintly persons. You're not austere. He was the king. He was attached to being the king. That means eating nice, drinking nice, soft cushion. Everybody's, you know, bowing down to you, the king. He was kind of attached to being the king, which is why he couldn't give it up. He was attached to his position. He liked all the perks of being the king. So Sanjaya was saying, you have no saintly association. The association that he did have, Vidura, he didn't take seriously. That was the best association he could have had. But instead, he'd rather hang out with Duryodhan, Shakuni, and his sons. And they're all rascals. No good association. He's not austere. So Sanjaya is saying, that's why. But Sanjaya was a devotee. Let's continue. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita should be taken up in a spirit of devotion. One should not think that he is equal to Krishna, nor should he think that Krishna is an ordinary personality or even a very great personality. Lord Sri Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So according to the statements of Bhagavad Gita or the statements of Arjuna, the person who's trying to understand the Bhagavad Gita, this is an important line. We should at least theoretically accept Sri Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. It's on the test. And with that submissive spirit, we can understand Bhagavad Gita. So in one sentence, Prabhupada is giving you how to understand Gita. Prabhupada is a great teacher. If you just study Prabhupada's books, he's spoon-feeding you the understanding of the Vedas. But you have to read each line carefully, carefully. You don't read it like you do a newspaper article. No. You have to go phrase by phrase, sentence by sentence. And when you don't understand something, look it up. If you see a word and you know what the word means, dictionary. You have to go step by step. These are textbooks, not novels like Harry Potter. No, you have to read it carefully, diligently, like the tax code. You have to read it very carefully. Unless one reads the Bhagavad Gita in a submissive spirit, it is very difficult to understand Bhagavad Gita because it is a great mystery. Now, next topic. Just what is Bhagavad Gita? The purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to deliver mankind from the nescience of material existence. Nescience means what? What's another meaning of the word nescience? Ignorance, darkness. Look at it this way. Nescience means no science. Right? It's ni science. Correct? Look at the word. Ni means no. Means ignorance. Every man is in difficulty in so many ways, as Arjuna also was in difficulty in having to fight the battle of Kurukshetra. Arjuna surrendered unto Sri Krishna, and consequently this Bhagavad Gita was spoken. Not only Arjuna, but every one of us is full of anxieties because of this material existence. Our very existence is in the atmosphere of non-existence. Actually, we are not meant to be threatened by non-existence. Our existence is eternal, but somehow or other, we are put into asat. Asat refers to that which does not exist. Same thing is there in the beginning. Na sato vijite bhavo, na bhavo vijite sataha. Ubayor api drishtontas, tvanyos tatvadarshabihi. Early in chapter 2, the definition of what is eternal and temporary. Everything material has temporary existence. We're all getting older. This body, which we have spent thousands and thousands of dollars throughout our whole life taking care of, is going bye-bye. We all know that, except you youngsters. But us oldsters, we all know it. Day by day we look in the mirror. What happened? Another wrinkle, another gray hair, another ache, another pain. So we're perceiving it on a moment-to-moment basis. We are realizing what is sat, what is asat. Out of so many human beings who are suffering, there are a few who are actually inquiring about their position as to what they are and why they are put into this awkward position, and so on. Unless one is awakened to this position of questioning his suffering, unless he realizes that he doesn't want suffering, but rather wants to make a solution to all suffering, then one is not to be considered a perfect human being. Humanity begins when this sort of inquiry is awakened in one's mind. In the Brahma Sutra, this inquiry is called Brahma Jigyasa. Adhato Brahma Jigyasa. Every activity of the human being is to be considered a failure unless he inquires about the nature of the Absolute. Therefore, those who begin to question why they are suffering, or where they came from, and where they shall go after death, are proper students for understanding Bhagavad Gita. The sincere student should also have a firm respect for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a student was Arjuna. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.